from Devon Funds Management. Friday morning, Greg, how are you?
Good, thanks, Mike.
I love the Alphabet results, if only to look at their revenue numbers just and watch your eyes water. They're incredible, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a real good news story today in terms of earnings. Revenue's up 14% for the Google owner, $96.4 billion. That was actually over $2 billion more than expected, so that was pretty good. Net income, that was $28.2 billion. That was up nearly 20% from the previous year. So, yeah, all the divisions doing pretty well. You look at cloud computing, that's always gets a lot of focus. So revenue there up 32%, $13.6 billion. Management made the bold comment that AI was positively impacting every part of the business. And last week they announced that their cloud infrastructure will be used by OpenAI for ChatGPT. So they're investing there as a result. In fact, they're up in capital investments by $10 billion in 2025 to $85 billion, just to strong demand for cloud, basically. And AI going great guns, Mike. AI Overviews, that's their search product. That now has upward of 2 billion monthly users across 200 countries, and that's up 500 million over the quarter. Then you've got their Gemini app. That now has more than 450 billion monthly users, and they reckon their demand for the cloud services is so high that it now amounts to a backlog of over $100 billion. But interestingly as well, despite the proliferation of all the various chatbots, we're getting thousands a day, it seems, the good old-fashioned search and advertising units are still doing pretty well. So search revenue, that was up 12%, $54 billion. Advertising revenue, that was up 10%, $71.3 billion. And people are still clicking on those YouTube content and ads there. Revenue up 13%, $9.8 billion. There is a sort of a few things they're looking at in terms of these anti-monopoly decisions that are due in the coming weeks. But overall, looking pretty good for the $2.3 trillion company, Mike. Shares up 1.3%, pretty flat year-to-date, but up 30% since the April lows.
How about Tesla?
Not so good.
Nah.
Shares down 8%. So revenues in the automotive division down 16%, $16.7 billion. Sales are down for the second straight quarter. Vehicle deliveries year on year down 14%, 384,000. Net income down 16% as well, $1.2 billion. Lots of sort of headwinds, I suppose, for the company. So increase in competition, of course, particularly from China, which are offering them at lower prices. There's the backlash against his involvement with Trump and also Doge. And the fallout continues. You know, obviously, the bromance looks like that's well and truly over, but they're ending this $7,500 EV tax credit at the end of September. So Musk, he said, we probably could have a few rough quarters, and they've actually penned the impact of tariffs at $300 million, two-thirds of that in the automotive business. So how are they dealing with that? Well, they're sort of juggling the supply chain and doing as best they can. They're not raising prices. That is something that Musk said he wouldn't do. But they are trying to, spruce up their offerings, and particularly in terms of the more affordable side. So they've got this Model 2, so production for the second half. Musk, he still sees the blue sky from robo-taxis and the Optimus robots. These robots, Mike, they're a long way off. We won't be having them sort of helping out in the kitchen anytime soon, but the robo-taxi is underway in Austin, Texas. They're still way behind Waymo, but Musk reckons they can catch up, and he said their goal was to have autonomous ride-hailing available to half the US population by the end of this year, so stay tuned there. Shares, we had a rough time. They're down 25% year-to-date, and probably the worst performance amongst the mega caps. Still, I suppose, Mike, a bit of hope there. Musk's improved focus now might help. Let's see.
I just wonder if he produced as much as he talked, he might have got somewhere. IBM, that looked good.
Yes, it did look good as well. So the result was good, but actually it was a similar reaction to Tesla. So shares down 8%. I suppose the difference is that IBM has outperformed this year. So their shares are still up nearly 20% year to date, and you compare that to the S&P 500, which has gained around 8%. So things are relative there. So, but yeah, Big Blue, as it's known, delivered really strong results. Earnings better than expected. They upped their forecast of full-year free cash flow. Revenues up 8%, $17 billion. That was around about 1% higher. Net income, that rose 16%, $2.2 billion. So good news story across the division. Software revenue, that was up 10%. Cloud revenues up 16%. Revenues from consulting, that was up 3%. And infrastructure revenues up 14% as well. They did say that while not a major factor, that trade and geopolitical tensions are prompting a few clients to move more cautiously and also government spending is constrained. But yeah, generally pretty positive. They announced the next generation Z17 mainframe computer. They've been buying businesses as well, particularly in AI. It's this consulting firm, Hakoda, and they're on the lookout for more deals. AI is a big theme again, Mike. So their generative AI book, since inception, stands at $7.5 billion, so that's risen from $6 billion in April, so that's going pretty well. They see free cash flow over the year at $13.5 billion and revenues up at least 5%. So, yeah, a good news story there, even though the shares were lower today.
Righto, hit me.
Okay, Dow, we're down 0.4%, 44,816. But S&P 500, that'll be a new record, up 0.3%, 6374. NASDAQ also a new record, up 0.4%. FTSE 100 in the UK, they liked that India trade deal news, up 0.9%. Stocks 50, they liked the ECB holding on rates and also the prospect of a deal with the US, so that was up 0.2%. Nikkei, they're still loving that that deal with the US, so up another 1.6%, 41,826. ASX 200 down 0.3%, 8709. NZX 50 up 0.1%, 12,805. Gold were down $19, 3368. Oil up 21 cents, 65 spot 46. And in the currencies, down 0.1% against the US is the Kiwi, 60.4. Flat against Aussie, 91.5. British pound, 44.7, plus 0.4%. And against the Japanese yen, we're 0.2% higher, 88.7. And let's all eyes on the Fed and that first visit, by Mr. Trump.
Okay, mate. Go well. See you Monday. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.